Since its founding in 1962, Greensboro's Arts Council has contributed approximately $20 million to area arts organizations and projects. Today, the Arts Council of Greater Greensboro has a new name, Arts Greensboro, a new website, artsgreensboro.org, and they're continuing to contribute much more than just grants alone to the Triad community. Arts Greensboro is currently making final preparations for its 17 Days Arts and Culture Festival. This year, 17 Days runs from September 20th to October 6th with more than 100 arts events planned, from multi-platinum selling recording artist and seven-time Grammy nominee Joan Osborne to Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra trumpet star Brandon Lee. Arts Greensboro President and CEO Tom Fillion.
Well, 17 Days is a collaborative effort. It's very unique. It's a festival of the arts and culture and entertainment and history and spoken word and music, theater, dance. It's 2.5 weeks of music, theater, dance, and everything else in between. It, just in 2 years' time, has grown tremendously. We had 75,000 participants last fall across 160 events. A lot of them are free. They are all over the city of Greensboro, dozens of venues, mostly indoors, although there are a small number outdoors. And again, because it's across 2.5 weeks and 3 weekends, it gives us an opportunity to touch upon themes within the festival that helps us platform the arts in a way and fuel the marketplace.
And nice timing with a new branding campaign.
Yeah, it allows us to really support the rebranding effort for Arts Greensboro. And the vision for 17 Days was partly made possible in many respects by the support of the media community, the News and Record and Clear Channel Entertainment and public radio stations and printing companies. And we raise those resources to fuel the arts marketplace in Greensboro, whether it's a play like Wait Until Dark by Triad Stage or whether it's a free event at the library with a storyteller. It just gives us a chance to really platform the arts in ways that we have seen some really remarkable things happen in the last 2 years in terms of attendance and interest.
How does it impact the local business community?
I think it has a tremendous impact because we are putting heads in beds. The numbers from outside Greensboro are growing, and part of the goal of the festival is to create Greensboro as a destination point. Mm-hmm. Yes, we invoke the word Spoleto. Because we think that the infrastructure here in the Triad is wonderful for this kind of activity. And we have so many models here, even within the borders of North Carolina, whether you're talking about Merlefest or some of the other great festivals that have done a wonderful job in drawing visitors to their communities to support the economy.
I never really thought about it in terms of just the concentration of arts within the city itself of Greensboro. You don't have to travel for miles and miles to get from one amazing performance to the next.
No, you can walk down the street, whether you're talking about the Old Broach Theater, which is now owned by the Community Theater, Triad Stage, lots of venues downtown, but there are also many, many venues that we use the festival to help people discover, whether it's wonderful venues over at Greensboro College or A&T University, and just very interesting spaces around town that we use. For example, we're going to do a number of concerts at the Blind Tiger over on Spring Garden Street,
great,
which is a club. But it's a wonderful opportunity for us to mix some metaphors and do some neat stuff and really have some fun with it.
Arts Greensboro President and CEO Tom Fillion. You'll find links to the new Arts Greensboro and 17 Days websites at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. This year's 17 Days Arts and Culture Festival runs from September 20th to October 6th with more than 100 arts events planned, from multi-platinum selling recording artist Joan Osborne and Jazz at Lincoln Center trumpet star Brandon Lee to special book releases by Unicorn Press and Inuit Art at the Guilford College Art Gallery. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.